On this month's Hospice Heartbeat, this is Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about some really great things there at Hospice of Lenawee. And I have with me this month to talk a little bit more about the different things, Lupe Hamden, who is the community liaison at Hospice of Lenawee. Lupe, so good to have you back on the show again.
Yes, thank you. I'm really excited. Thank you. My pleasure is mine. So.
Well, it's good to have you here. You know, the thing is that when Hospice of Lenawee is so good is building relationships with the community, and that's what you really are looking forward to do.
Yes, absolutely. So the main focus at Hospice of Lenawee as a community liaison is to, as you mentioned, is building the relationships with our medical facilities. So having said that, is what we do is we have not only focusing on that engagement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to that is also educating. So the building relationships would be with our medical facility, our medical doctors, hospitals, our skilled nursing facilities, assisted livings with memory care as well, too. So, and that is with throughout our five-region area that we service.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So not only do we service Lenawee County, so there are many folks who are not aware of this, but because it's Hospice of Lenawee, we have obviously in the last several years, we've expanded. You know, it's been years since we've expanded.
Yeah.
So we do service the Lenawee County, and in addition to Hillsdale, we service the east portion of Jackson, the southern part of Washtenaw, and the west of Monroe.
Monroe County, too.
Yes.
So I mean, there's a lot to that end, you know, to working with those facilities, too.
There is. So as much as we are so blessed and so thankful for all of our community support that we have, and with that, we want to give back as well. You know, we want to be out there as well to support anything that is going on within our community. And one thing I do want to mention is that that is our goal. Not only for our you know, like our medical facilities, but we focus on, my focus is on the senior centers, mm-hmm. the libraries, the churches. So there is a wide variety of different areas to have that relationship with folks and also build awareness.
That's
and
right.
Education. So.
And one of those things would be like the Alzheimer's Walk.
Absolutely. That's coming up. That is coming up here shortly. That is October 5th. And Hospice of Lenawee, this has been several years that we've had a team, and we continue to grow every year. So this is really exciting. So that is coming up, like I said, October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a Sunday. And for any of anyone that is listening, if you do not have a team that you're a part of, you can contact us. We welcome everyone.
Yeah.
So, but we encourage folks to go out there. And again, and that's what we do is, you know, for our staff is, again, in my role is to be out and support the Alzheimer's Association. We were also took part of the Huntington's Disease Walk, which was a couple weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to that, so we find it very important that with that is to support the families that are going through this journey.
Sure.
With the disease. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What about some of the volunteer opportunities that might be there at Hospice of Lenawee?
Yes, I'm so happy you asked. So I will share with folks who are not aware that Hospice of Lenawee, we have over 100 volunteers. We are very, very fortunate and blessed and very, we have folks that have volunteered for a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10, 15, even over 20 years. So dedication, right?
Yes.
So our volunteer, we have a coordinator, Heather Rowe, who does, that's would be the person, if you are interested in volunteering, it could be however many hours you can. It could be just an hour a month, 5 hours, and whatever, however you can contribute. But there is a wide variety of different areas that we can find for you to volunteer help, you know, for you if you want to give it back. So contact the office.
Yes. At
263-2323.
Okay. Now, is there any training involved or they need to have any requirements to be able to volunteer, Lupe?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So there is a it's actually like a 4-week training, but it's only like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming up for the month of October. There is a training coming up in this month of October. So I would encourage folks to contact us as soon as possible. The sooner the better. And I would do that before the end of next week. So
yeah.
And again, it's to contact Heather Rowe, and she can give all the details, what the expectations are, et cetera. So, but we're always looking for volunteers to provide, you know, that giving back to the community and provide that service. And we encourage folks to contact us. If you have any questions, if anyone has any questions, where can I volunteer? What can I do? Give us a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be happy to hear from you.
517-263-2323. Excellent.
We made it easy for folks to call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, like you said, Lupe, it's a great way to give back to the community, and also definitely so well worth it of being able to do the work there at Hospice of Lenawee, too.
It is so. It is. And sometimes it's just a matter of folks who have actually been through the journey with themselves, having a family member. So if this is a way for them to do so, definitely. We do encourage folks that if you have had someone under hospice care, that you wait approximately 12 months.
To go through that grieving process yourself.
Yes, yes. And yeah, even though there's not no defined, you know, cutoff for when you would be okay, but it's just an encouragement or something that we encourage. So,
Lupe Hamden, thank you so much for being on the program this month. Really appreciate it, and all the work that you do too as the community liaison there at Hospice of Lenawee.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you so much, Lupe.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
This has been Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk to you again next month on Hospice Heartbeat.